Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Starscast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Hi there, I'm Starscast, and I'm here with one of our resident astrologers, Star JC, to discuss the topic of astrology and how readings can differ and all the modules that you can use with astrology. And welcome, Stars JC. How are you today?
I'm fine, Starscast. Thank you. And how are you?
I'm good. Getting started here. Now, you are what I call a traditional astrologer, whereas you deal with all the aspects and like the conjunctions and the inconjuncts and the transit and all of that. Can you kind of give us a little bit of a bit about how you see astrology and how you do it?
Well, I do use those bits and pieces from the science of astrology. I look at the planet. I look at how they touch each other or aspect each other. I look at which of the sections of the chart those planets are sitting in. I will start with a birth chart and look at a person's potential. And then if they ask a question, I will take the transiting planets that are out there at the moment and surround the birth chart and see how they touch the birth planet. From there on in, it kind of fuzz out and keep talking, because eventually, with all the science and everything else, you do have to go with the gut.
Absolutely, I agree. It's just like the way I use the natal chart. I kind of just use it as a tool, and I found out in the very beginning, I tried to learn everything. I mean, I do know, as you know, a lot about the houses and the sun signs and all of that, and I can kind of tell you when a planet is opposing what that means. But I started to look at the charts to learn that way, but it just didn't work out. I mean, then I started getting impressions, and pretty soon all I had to do was, you know, run a natal chart or cast a natal chart, look at the houses, and I could tell things that were going on. And then, of course, as you know, JC, I do solar and lunar returns, which is a yearly forecast or a monthly forecast. So then I could depict, you know, events and like for the next month tell you how's this job looking and all of that. So my impressions were just that, impressions that I would get. I kind of admire you that you know so much about astrology. I was self-taught. I had a little bit of help along the way, but you know so much more about it. Like, what is a transit? Can you tell us that?
I'm flattered. I don't know as much as I should, but thank you. A transit is where the planets are right this second out there in space. And what you do is, as I said earlier, you look at the birth chart and you see where, let's say, Saturn is moving. Okay, and it may be in, let's say, the third house of communications in this person's chart. And let's say they have Mercury sitting in that communications area. Saturn being a little on the heavy side, the teacher, the taskmaster, the structural engineer, let's say, is going to take that voice, which is Mercury, and make it more precise or slow it down or stop you from blabbering. Then Saturn will continue to move. It takes a certain amount of time to go around, I think 28 years to go around the sun. And each time it goes past a point, that's a transit.
I see. So it's very important. They're all very important, of course. See, that was something like that I really don't go into because I'm not knowledgeable in that area. And so, of course, I call Stars JC and ask her what's going on with my chart. And she always tells me, you know, I have a Capricorn ascendant. Your sun is in Capricorn, so of course we know Capricorns very, very well, and in astrology, the ascendant is kind of how you are, how other people see you, I should say, not necessarily, well, yeah, it is how you are, but people see me as a workaholic, self-disciplined.
Yes.
I can work and work and work, and you do the same, Star JC, I know.
Yeah, I do.
You do. You do.
I have a Pisces ascendant, so there are times when I'm doing work, and 15 different ideas come into my head, and I kind of slide off the chair, and I go into some of these other things, whereas you, with a Capricorn ascendant, your feet are firmly on the ground, And again, Saturn is the ruler of Capricorn, so you have structure, you make foundations, you have a much stricter work ethic than I do.
I try anyways, let's put it that way. I do find myself, when I'm doing things, I have to stop and say, now you've been at this for hours. Now I think you need to take a break from the computer and go do something for you or do something around the house or something like that. But I tend to work too much, too hard. But that's my nature. I can't change that.
Yeah, you
And my son is in Sagittarius. So, you know, I like to be footloose and fancy free sometimes. And I think a lot of times my Sagittarius kind of takes a back seat to my Capricorn ascendant. Is that true, Jackie?
I was just going to say that. You are not the true Sagittarius, because if you were totally Sagittarius, you would be outflitting. You would be, don't fence me in. I'm getting bored all the time. But you're not. You are truly in your Capricorn ascendant. You do live there.
And is that because of the degrees of my Capricorn?
No. Everybody that I know that has a Capricorn ascendant has a very sober and serious piece of themselves. And remember, the ascendant is not just a simple thing. It's all sorts of things. It's what you put on, both literally and figuratively, for the world to see. It is the front door to you. And if you paint that front door brown or red or yellow or green or purple, if you hang a flower wreath on it, okay, this is how the world, it's the first thing that the world sees. I mean, drive down the street and what do you see? Yeah, you see the block and you see different things, but when you look at a house, you look at the front door to see if it's inviting.
That's
and
true.
That's what the rising sign is.
And that's now, certainly what I did with starpsychics.com. I mean,
yes.
The creative part of that, the structure of it, the building of it took a year to develop it because I wanted it to be near perfect as I could get and be so user friendly. But now getting back to how you and I read and how astrologers approach the chart differently, I know you and I have some notes on some things, and I would like to cover those. You know, you talked about Carl Jung and Liz Green. Can we dabble into that a little bit?
Those two wonderful people are into the world of psychiatry, and Carl Jung was a very well-known and established astrologer and was able to use people's astrological chart to help his diagnosis of psychoses and problems and neuroses with his patients. Liz Green has published many, many, many books on the subject and does the same thing. I got into trouble in college because I was supposed to write a paper my freshman year about defense mechanisms, and I went to the library and used astrology to create a chart for the person, and my professor was very upset because I had not used real science. But I disagree there, and you can see from Carl Jung and Liz Green, who are themselves physicians, scientists, they have observed and learned about the human personality, and yet they were fantastic astrologers.
And astrology really is a science. I mean, it's been going on for, I believe, centuries. I mean, it's not like, you know, when you incorporate that into the psychic world, and if you could use both, which I know you use both. I mean, you have your intuitiveness that you use, because I've heard it before. Basically, it's a guide post. I mean, we can launch a lot of things with astrology. That's very true.
Well, there are different branches of astrology as well. Besides the psychological and psychiatric approach, there's also what they call mundane astrology, which is looking at events. You can time events. I knew a woman who unfortunately passed away and did not release her notes to anyone. She lived in California, and she could time earthquakes to within 3 hours of when they were going to happen.
Oh, my.
Yes. She was an absolute genius, but that was one of her main fields that she really worked on. She looked at the outer planets. She looked at what the moon was doing, Saturn, Pluto, Uranus, where they were, what aspects they were making to each other. And then one of the wonderful things that she told me, she shared one secret. She said, if you're really serious about learning the astrology of earthquakes, she says, check your newspaper for the lost pet. And when the number of pets increases, she says, you'll see it. It'll be, you know, two or three here, two or three there, and then suddenly it's 9, 10, 11, 15. She says, start looking at the planet. There's something
coming. Oh, wow. That's unique, isn't it?
The animals are sensitive to the gases that are released before an earthquake. They are sensitive to changes in the earth. Birds will do strange things because they're more attuned to the magnetic field in the earth, and an earthquake will disrupt that momentarily, and they'll be able to feel it. Another branch of astrology, there is medical astrology.
Of course.
Yes, but any medical astrologer will put out the disclaimer right up front. Do not use what I'm reading in your chart as a diagnosis. I am only telling you, you have a predisposition to a particular thing, so please see your doctor. It's like I have Jupiter in my health sector. I have found out that Jupiter rules the liver, and I cannot take some of the NSAIDs. I can't take Motrin or Tylenol or any of those because it messes with my liver enzymes. And there it was
mm-hmm.
in the chart.
That's unique. So see, Jupiter is not only the benevolent planet, it can govern other areas like your body.
Yes.
There are so many facets to astrology, isn't there?
There are. There are. I mean, each planet, each house, each sign rules a part of the body. It rules a part of your world. Michael Mukasey put out a book. He called it it was a thesaurus of the houses. And there were key words for all 12 houses. But if you study anything about astrology, you'll know that the houses, the signs, and the planet all correspond to each other. The first house in the natural zodiac is ruled by Aries. Aries has Mars as its ruling planet. So if you read all the keywords for the first house, you're getting very close to Aries and Mars keywords, too. So, yeah, the entire world is ruled by astrology.
yeah, it's true. You know, and it parts of the body is Aries. Isn't that the head? Does that rule the head?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, do I remember something?
Now, I
so you know all these little tidbits where I can, you know, when we talk other times, we always, you know, you'll say, oh, that's your Saturn acting up, or that's this or that. And it really is beneficial if one can get a reading from an astrologer like yourself, because you're going to find out an awful lot about yourself, not only what's coming up in your life or going on for that particular moment in time, but it's just going to tell you a lot about your personality, areas of concern that you might have. So I commend you with all of that knowledge that you have. Myself, now, if somebody came to me and wanted a reading, well, I would get their natal chart. I'd get their birth information, which, as you know, JC, is extremely important. We must have the date of birth, the time, as precise as we can get from your birth certificate or someplace in the city and state that you were born in. That's very important. I mean, all the degrees will change if it's off. But like for me, I'll run a natal chart and I'll look at it, and I also use my cards, my own deck of cards that I go designate for the houses. It's just a regular deck. You know, I can do 1 through 10, and I have my face cards, which are my court cards if you want to compare it to a tarot deck. But timing is really easy to do with them, and the same thing with astrology. You can get pretty good timing out of that, don't you think, JC?
Yes, you can. That would be what they call horary astrology. The name is taken from the root word for hour, H-O-U-R. And, you can time things. You can go into progressions and solar arcs and all those wonderful esoteric things that my astrologer friends do.
What do you think about all the abilities to create reports now? I know you and I both have those in our Stars Emporium, but what do you feel about those? I mean, of course, it's better to do one-on-one with an astrologer or somebody like myself or somebody who knows different things, but what about the reports? How accurate do you think they are?
I have seen some reports that I read and I said, this is trash, but they are few and far between, fortunately.
Uh-huh.
The software houses have employed the services of some pretty decent famous astrologer to write the software. A lot of it has a tendency to be what they call cookbook. Let me find that for you very quickly. A cookbook astrology software report is one that says you have the sun in your 11th house. Okay, the sun in Capricorn, the sun in the 11th house, the sun here, blah, blah, blah. And that's all it says. It's just a listing, okay? The newer software is now synthesizing that. The sun is in the 11th house in Capricorn. However, it forms the following aspect, and they modify it in this way. If you want something down and dirty, if you want something quick, a report is marvelous. But as you've said, it's so much more informational and fascinating to sit down with a reader and have them look, because there are things that a reader will see in a chart that that report just completely misses.
Exactly.
Completely.
And you can ask questions of your reader that you've gone to. Well, why is this and why is that? Or if you get, but the reports are very nice. I mean, there's hundreds of them out there. You have many of them. I don't have as many, but I. It's right. You're right. It's just information generalized, and it can't be very specific about it. Now, you have dabbled with. I always use the word dabble. I guess I shouldn't say that. You have incorporated tarot cards, right, in your astrology. Have you used those?
I have incorporated the correspondences with tarot, with numerology, with runes, and yes, it is dabbling, because my focus has been astrology, because I started on that, I'm not going to tell you how many years ago. I will say that I was 16 when I picked up my first astrology magazine and started doodling the glyphs to learn what they were. But my study of these different, I call them soft sciences, has been because I'm fascinated in the correspondence. The different tarot cards are related to the signs, they're related to the planet. There are numbers throughout the entire chart, and numerology just naturally steps right in and says, okay, here I am, here's this number, here's that number, here's the meanings, here's the synthesis. Each of the runes also has a correspondence in planets or signs or houses. So they all blend. Even feng shui and Chinese astrology and so on can be related to together.
Boy, all the resources that are out there, it's amazing,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? When we
mm-hmm.
first got started, I know when I did, the whole thing was astrology. I mean, I worked for a psychic group, yes, but it really wasn't like it is today. I mean, you have access to so many things. We have some numerologists on staff that I would love to get on the air sometime. Theirs is a whole other area. I mean, you could talk on and on and on about everything, and
mm-hmm.
and probably maybe what we should do is go through maybe some of the houses, or go through all the houses and kind of say what we think that they are, and you can give your version, and maybe I'll give what I think, although
sure.
It's probably the same. You're just more in depth than I am. But what do you think about the first house?
Well, the first house, as I said, is the front door to your personality. It is the cloak that you wear. It's
mm-hmm.
how you present yourself, how you want people to think of you. It's not necessarily
right.
who you are, but what you want people to see.
And for me, the first house is like, if I were to look at it, I'd say, what is happening to you personally? So to me, it's like a personal house, which it is.
Right.
The second house is your ability to make money, beautiful things, objects that you love, possessions, and I don't know what your take is on that.
It's all of those, but it's also your ego and what you think of your possessions and how they form you. If the first house is your front door, your second house, in my mind, is your closet. It's where
right.
you store things, where you put things, where you keep. And that's not just, you know, material possessions. It's your emotions as well.
Right. Now, the third house, I would say, would be communication, short trips. Can be anything, like computers, anything like that, anything digital. That's that. The written word, the spoken word, the writing. That's what I regard the third house as. And for you, JC?
It's those, but it's also early education, grammar school. You start to learn to write early on in grammar school. You learn how to write, how to communicate in school, and it's your mode of how you speak as well. It will tend to show you with the sign that's on it and the planets that might be in it or aspecting it. To a certain extent, the tone of voice or whether you speak rapidly or slowly.
Mm-hmm. Now, the fourth house is parents, home, family, foundation. That's how I look at the fourth house. I don't know how you see the fourth house. I'm sure it's much more detailed. So what do you get on that?
To me, it's supposed to be the house of the mother, but it's the house of mothering.
Because I agree there.
In
yes.
my situation, okay, I had a very dominant mother and a much more passive and giving father. Gemini rules my fourth house. My dad's ascendant was Gemini. Sagittarius rules my 10th house, which would be the mother the dominant parent, and my mom's ascendant was Sagittarius.
That's how I look at those houses. I almost look as the 10th house being the mother and the 4th house being the father.
That's because you also had a very strong mother.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
So
if the
nurturing parent is more the fourth house. In mundane astrology, it's the end of the matter. It's the finality. It also tends to speak to what your life is like in the closing years of your life. I know a lot of people shy away from that definition, but you can look at it that way and what the tendencies will be, and then you move your chart forward using a formula or a computer, which is easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you look at that fourth house, and it will tell you problems or, the ease at the end of your life as well.
Right. Now, our fifth house, moving right along, is love, creativity, romance, children. I used to use the cusp of the fifth house to designate whether a person would have, like, two children. I mean, if Gemini was on the cusp, it would usually mean there would be twins in their life. And I was right on in many instances with that. Now, sometimes it would designate. It couldn't do triples, so you couldn't do, there isn't a triplicate sign, but it really was pretty accurate for me.
Well, I have cancer on the fifth house cusp. I should have had 10 children.
And you probably should have had a daughter.
That's a female sign.
Oh,
true.
Yeah, really. Right?
But
I should have had two.
Up,
I have Gemini.
What I ended up doing was I had my children very early on. I got married early and I had my children 1-2.
Which applies. Yes. And see,
that house is also, it's romance, but it's also taking chances. It's
the risk. Yes. Gambling. Yes. Yep. Gambling at things. Yes.
And you know what? Romance is a chance, too.
Sure.
You go into a relationship totally blind. You don't know what they're like. So it's
right.
It's an adventure.
Now, the sixth house being, it would be jobs for me, service to others. Can also be known as the health house, correct?
Yes. The health house. Another thing that sixth house related is your workplace, your work surroundings, and your coworkers. As in your case, you have a tendency to be your own boss, you have to take a look at the people that influence your work. They don't necessarily have to be right there in the room with you.
Mm-hmm.
Your webmaster, your people that help you with Facebook.
Like yourself.
Well, I try.
Yes, and she does very well, I might add.
We'll see. But seriously, it is the conditions that you work in, and you can see how it translates into your attitude, and of course, attitude is health. Now,
right.
One thing that we neglected to mention, there is a heated discussion at times whether the fifth or the sixth house rules our pet. I am not even going to weigh in on that, because I think it's the sixth house, because Leo rules my sixth, and I adore cats. But, that's my prejudice.
Exactly. So. Now, the seventh house is relationships, contractual agreements, marriage. It can be other people that you do business with. It's kind of a nice house. I have a lot in the seventh house. And of course, I'm surrounded by all kinds of people with the staff that I have. And I don't know. Is there anything else with the seventh house that we need to let our listeners know?
It's basically partnerships of all sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're just meeting somebody in line at the grocery store, in a way, that is contractual, because you have contracted to speak to that person for, even if it's a short amount of time, it's still a contract.
Correct.
And a sort of agreement. But yeah.
Now, the eighth house, I regard that as money coming to you that you have not earned by going to a job situation. That would be like tax return money, inheritance. It's also the house of beginning and endings. That's how I look at it. And I'm sure there's a host of others, keywords that you could tell us about the 8th house.
Well, the 8th house is naturally ruled by Scorpio, and if you look at the keyword Scorpio, they have a tendency to be rather dark, but when the ancients were making these keywords up, I take that back. That's wrong. They were attributing keywords because it was through decades and decades and decades of study that they saw what belonged to each house. it is procreation as well, and all the things that are connected to procreation. People getting together, creating a life, creating an existence with each
mm-hmm.
other. The other thing that the 8th house rules is in-laws.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. It's another part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Again, as you said, inheritances, the money from other sources. To a certain extent, it's also things like lawsuit and some legal matters, but not completely.
Mm-hmm.
Because Libra, which is the next sign in the next house, rules that more. But it can be lawsuits as well.
Now, the 9th house, I regard that as the house of spirituality. And I always call it the house of divine order. It rules the church also. But to me, it's the place for higher learning. And I don't think we mentioned that. I think the 3rd house is for lower education, like grades,
right.
Kindergarten to high school. And the 9th house would be, that would be the 10th house, but the 9th house would be higher education like college and beyond. But I like to call it the house of divine order.
It is. And as you say, it's higher education. It's also the 3rd house being short journeys. The 9th house is longer journeys and higher education.
Long distance, yes.
Higher education is a longer journey. It's also the house of foreigners and foreign intrigue. People who have a heavily accented 9th house are going to either be very fascinated by foreigners or foreign languages or be very adept at speaking more than one language.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I have a client that's, she's an attorney, an immigration attorney, and she's always attracted to foreign men, but she's got so much sitting in her 9th house, it's uncanny.
There you go.
Yep. Now, the 10th house is, of course, your career, public recognition, anything, your boss,
parent.
It can be your boss, right?
Mm-hmm. And again,
and,
the dominant parent who will boss you.
There you go. But I don't know, my son is sitting 2 degrees in the 10th house, and I was always told that sometime in my life, I would be known or well known for what I was doing. And it's kind of like fits because of my sights that I have and that I would be recognized. I'm not talking about fame out there like on the radio and television and all that kind of thing, but I would be important in my field and recognized for what I was doing. And I think that applies, don't you?
You are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'm seeing it every day as more and more people come to the site and get to know you and get to realize that we are not just a site. We are a family.
Oh, yes.
And
absolutely.
That's important to the 10th house, too, because it's fame, it's recognition, it's vocation, but it's also the realization that it's where you have the power to create things that would enable you to have a family or a group of people that could become a family.
Right, and that's what I've designated STARS to be because it's unique in itself, bringing together people that feel like they are family to
mm-hmm.
each other, and it's really kind of neat. Now, the 11th house is kind of a house that can be important as far as your social acquaintances. It's friends, acquaintances. It can also be, I believe the 5th house is love. One of them is love given and the other one is love received, isn't it? Jackie, which is which?
The 5th is received, the 11th is given.
Yes, and so, you know, if you have a lot of planets sitting in your 11th house, you might be a social butterfly. And that's true. But it could be the house of wishes. Sometimes people will ask questions about, I would really like to have this. Well, let's look into the 11th house. Now, I don't know how you see the 11th house.
Well, it's all of that, but it's also, in modern terms, networking. I have my Sun and my Mercury in the 11th house, and I am constantly keeping in contact with people, exchanging information. In my career, I had phone books, Rolodexes, rosters. If I needed to know what time a particular thing was going to happen in, let's say, Los Angeles, I had three different people that I could call up and find out. That was my method of networking.
You certainly were.
The other thing, because Uranus rules that house, it's the modern ruler of it. Where the third house is communications, the 11th house is how you do it, how you get out there. Again, like I say, networking.
Mm-hmm.
With my Sun and Mercury there, I am constantly on the computer, constantly on the phone.
I think I had Mercury sitting there, too, in Sagittarius.
Huh?
I think I had Mercury sitting in the 11th also.
Yes, you do.
So no wonder. No wonder we do what we do so well. So well. Ta-da! Now the 12th house. That's everything you keep hidden from everybody else, your secrets. Oftentimes it can be when you're confined. Sometimes, you know, I would do a chart, and I remember that somebody would have Mercury there, and I'd say to them, you're either reading a lot of books, or you're going to be reading a lot of books, or you're studying an awful lot by yourself. And that would always apply to them.
It does. But it's also, 12th house Mercury is one that is guarded in their speech. I've got a son who has a 12th house Mercury, and he's a man of few words, parsimonious.
Mm-hmm.
He says it in, if he can say it in three words, he'll try to say it in two. The other thing that the 12th house rules is a spirituality. Because
yes.
Pisces rules it, and... It's more of an etheric type of house. But, unfortunately, it also rules prisons, mental institutions, again, confinement.
Yep,
but,
hospitals.
Hospitals. But you can confine yourself in your 12th house, too. But fortunately, because our natal chart, even though it's a snapshot of the moment we took our first breath, just like we are not static and we grow and change, so does our chart. So we can have things in the 12th house that would normally stymie us and confine us, but there will be points in our life where we can break out of that and break away from it.
Right. Well, we've come to the end of our show here, Stars JC, and you and I could go on and on and on, and maybe the next time we'll talk about more about the planets sitting in the houses and maybe talk about what's happening at this moment in time, like when we do the show. But I've enjoyed this thoroughly, and I hope everyone else has. And please do go to starspsychics.com. That's STARZ, like in zebra. But we're special. We're a very special, unique site, and I hope that you'll go and visit us. And I have probably, I think, JC, 100 on staff right now.
You do right now, and more coming in.
And more coming in. So enjoy the topic, and do come back and see us. Thank you again, JC.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Hi there. I'm Stars Cast, and I'm...
Okay. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. I say too many ahs. I'm going to have to start watching how I talk. Everybody's probably laughing. Well, I can say it because I was on the air. Anyways, we've got a lot of callers tonight. I'm really happy. We have Stars Maya and we have Stars Jacqueline M. And the chat room is full. I mean, lots of great people in there I can see. And if the guests would like to call in, they can call in at 347-838-9736 and get their question answered on the air. Or you can stay in the chat room and ask one of my Stars readers. There's plenty of them in there. So we're going to go ahead with the first caller, and I'm going to connect with Stars Maya here. Stars Maya, are you ready for your first caller?
I am ready.
Okay, her name is Carla, so hold on, let me connect you.
Okay.
Hi.
Carla, go ahead, you can ask Stars Maya your question.
Hi, I have a question about my career. Do you see a change happening or something going to be going on with my career in the near future?
Yes, Carla, I do. You're a little stagnant right now, and I feel like there is going to be a change, but I don't feel it's going to be quite as soon as what you're hoping. What I'm being shown by my guides is that there's going to be two different opportunities that are going to come about. One may come a little quicker than the other. I feel like maybe 6 to 9 weeks, but I feel like an even better opportunity is going to come a little bit later down the road. This will be a really great situation for you in terms of energy and financially. By energy, I mean the environment, the people that you associate with, and financially stability, what they can offer you. And I actually feel like the second opportunity could almost be a lifetime choice for you, somewhere where you could settle in and stay. But that feels like it's going to come closer to September.
Okay. Oh, the second one comes in September?
The second one, I feel that it's a little bit better choice for you. It's going to take a little longer to come around. I feel like you've got a little bit of balancing to do. And when that occurs, I feel like divine or God, whatever your beliefs are, is going to put everything into place for you, and that opportunity is going to present itself, and it's going to be a really, really good opportunity for you, Carla.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
Sure. I wish you the best. God bless you, and thank you for your call.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Carla. Come back and see us, and if you go to the site, I think I told you. Oh, Carla's gone. Okay. Maya, I'm going to connect Stars Jacqueline M. with our next caller, so I will be back to you. Stars Jacqueline M., are you ready for your one-question reading?
Sure, I'm ready.
Okay. Her name is Maddie. Let me connect her with you. Hi, Maddie. You're live on the air. You've got Stars Jacqueline M. on. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hello.
Hi.
Did I hear you? I heard the whole talk. Did I hear you say that the Grand Trine started today? It hit today. The Water Grand Trine. Hello.
Ben, I'm not sure because I wasn't listening to the radio show.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, but the reason I asked because I felt I have a water grand trine in my chart, and today I just felt at peace, and I was more like dreaming about what I want to do with the rest of my life. That's why I asked.
I felt the same way today. I felt so relaxed, and I'm like, what's going on? I never feel this way.
Yeah, that's how I felt today. And I thought, wow, maybe that's that water floating inside of me. Okay, I understand. But my question is, I have a large sum of money owed to me. Do you see it coming? Our last report I received, it sounds good. And do you see it coming anytime soon?
It's going to be a little while for that to come through. There seems like there's a lot of red tape with it. What I'm hearing from my guides, it could be 3 to 6 months before you really, really receive anything. It's just going to take a lot of time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
There's a lot of red tape with that, isn't there?
Yeah, it has been a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
There's a third party involved, and the main source, he has waited on this for over 25 years.
Oh, my.
Yes.
And so that's a long time.
So I just feel like it's probably his karma.
Yeah. So just be patient,
and
it's coming. It's just going to take a little time for you to get it yet, okay?
Okay, do you see love coming my way?
Okay.
What?
Oh, let's see. Well, you know what? I think you've had a few opportunities already, haven't you?
A few opportunities already?
Yeah, a couple guys around you, or they're coming. Actually, there's going to be a couple coming in for you. There's some possibilities.
Okay.
Actually, I'm being told there's going to be three. So you're going to have a few guys coming in around you, and you're going to have, actually, you're going to have a little fun, and you're going to choose, you're going to choose between one of them, but, you know, you're just going to play it by ear with each one.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like it'll be fun.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, we're going to take our next caller, and don't forget, if you create, oh, we keep losing our callers. If you create a free account over at starpsychics.com, you'll get a survey in email, and it will give you 5 free minutes with one of my stars, and I have some awesome ones, I really do. Okay, let's go to our next caller, Jacqueline. I'm going to put you on hold, and the next one will be for Stars Maya.
Okay.
Okay, Stars Maya, I have your next caller, and her name is Annette. Let me connect you with her. Annette, go ahead and ask Stars Maya your question.
Hello, Stars. Thank you.
Yes, good evening, Annette. And what is your question for me this evening?
Okay, I've been in a long-distance relationship for 10 months, and, you know, basically we were gung-ho on moving together and being together, and like when we talked on the phone, we hit it right off, and then all of a sudden, he has a lot of personal things going on, and all of a sudden, he just like turned away from me, and I kind of want to know where this is going.
Okay, right, Annette, and first thing I want to say is I can tell in your voice that you know, you've got the red flags up, and I really honor that you realize that this is not supposed to go this way. So what we need to do is find out some answers. I'm not sure if you said his first name, and I just didn't catch it because of the connection, but if not, could I have his first name, please?
Yes, it's Fred.
Fred.
Mm-hmm. Frederick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what I get is, like, pretty much what you said. There was pretty much an instant connection. Now, I'm a little confused because I'm not sure what you said, but I'm not feeling that there was much, if any, face-to-face.
No, there was none.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Only face-to-face was on cam because he's in North Carolina and I'm in New York.
Okay. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. And it's only bad news if you see it that way. But what I'm feeling from Fred is he has not been completely honest with you. My guides are showing me that he has a connection to someone. To me, it feels like someone that he recently separated from and that he became involved with you. The connection was real. He did have feelings for you, but he never resolved this issue. This could be a girlfriend, a wife. It's definitely someone that's significant in his life, and I feel like he's very confused right now. He's backing away because for him, it's like, you know, the little sand timer. The time is running out. He knows he needs to pretty much man up and make good on all these plans and promises that I feel that you have really, I mean, you've invested a lot emotionally in this, correct, Annette?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, I'm feeling that I feel that I don't think this other relationship is going to last. And I do feel that you are going to have another chance if you want to look at it that way. I feel like Fred is going to come forward at some point. But what my guides are asking you to consider during this is this the kind of person that you want to spend your life with? Because what I'm being shown future-wise, I feel that there's someone else out there that is a lot more of a true soulmate who you can develop into a life partner. I'm not sure that Fred has the same strong morals that you do. I feel like you're a very loving, giving person. I feel like you might be guarded at times. You let your guard down with Fred, and I don't feel like this is something that's easy for you to do, and he brought you into this. You have so much invested, but you have a lot invested in you is what my guys are saying. So don't give up on you. If you want a future with Fred, again, I want to be clear. I do feel that there's going to be a potential for that, but I'm not necessarily being shown that would be your highest path. Does that make sense to you, Annette?
It could, you know, because I didn't expect him to do what he's doing right now, and that totally shut me right off. I mean, he won't even, you know, he won't talk to me.
I did
said something on Memorial Day, but I know it hit his heart, and I didn't mean it to, but it did. And it was talking about his wife that passed away. And in his mind, I guess you could say that he never wanted that relationship to end, you know, because he loved her, obviously, it was his wife. And
right.
She passed away, but he pretty much said that he had tried to commit suicide at one point in his life. And it was when he was with her, and that's when she left him. And he said that if he never tried to commit suicide, that they would have still been together. In his mind, he believes that. But his daughter told me, no, you know, that it was done. And I shouldn't have said it. You know what I'm saying? I just know some of the stuff that his daughter has told me, you know?
Right. And I understand that, right. And what you said may have not been the best thing. But, you know, I'd like to move you in a higher direction for your own good, Annette. And really what you said, although I agree, it feels like it was kind of a yucky thing to say. That's not, if you take this whole relationship and what you've invested and what he has supposedly invested, that's not justifying his reaction. And again, when we're dealing with a relationship, coping skills are paramount to the success of the relationship. The connection is the opportunity. But the choices and the coping skills are what defines whether that relationship can, you know, sail these turbulent seas of life. And unfortunately, I just feel that Fred is not living up to what he needs to do, and I don't feel that he's dealing well at all. And I really, you know, I feel that what you said had some effect on him, but in terms of this disappearing act he's done, you know, to be really honest with you, Annette, I don't feel that's the issue. I feel the issue is Fred is not, he's not coming to terms with his life, and he's kind of got himself in a mess. And so what I would suggest to you is if you're really invested, I always advise everyone, follow your heart. Miracles happen. Love can conquer so many things. I would give this some time and see where he's at and then make your decision at that time. I do feel that you will hear from him again. I feel like it's going to be a few weeks. And at that time, I feel like you will get some answers, but I don't feel like you're going to uncover the whole truth. And then at that time, you need to really weigh your life, because your life is important. You're a unique, beautiful, wonderful person, and you deserve to get what you give. And I really hope that you think about what I've said, and you can always come and see me at starpsychics.com or any of our other amazing experts. I really, truly wish you the best on this. God bless you, and thank you, Annette, for your call.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Annette. Come back and see us, and do go to the site and create a free account, so that you can get a survey and you get 5 free minutes that way.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Stars Maya. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, and we've got Stars Jacqueline M. up next. Okay, Stars Jacqueline M., are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, I've got Susie right here waiting for you. Okay, Susie, go ahead and ask Stars Jacqueline M. your question.
Hi, Jacqueline. My question
is... Hi, Susie.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Just wanted to see if you ever see a romantic relationship for me. I've been waiting for a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been waiting a long time, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Let's see. Let me ask. Okay. Well, I do see one coming.
Okay.
I do see one coming. It may not be for until 3 months. I see, you know what, they're telling me that you have great inner strength and you're joyful all the time, and this is what reels this guy in for you.
Okay.
Also what I'm hearing, okay. Also, I'm hearing, were you married at one time?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've been divorced for 3 years now.
Yeah, and that was very, very difficult for you. Actually, you have a lot of memories of that, don't you?
Yes, it was just time to, it was just being with the wrong person.
And what I see is, you know, you just haven't met this new person yet because you're still working on healing from that, you know, and you need to let it go and forgive, and, you know, you're almost there. You're almost there, I'm being told. So you are going to be meeting somebody, and they are going to come in between 3 to 6 months for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a blessed night.
Did we lose Susie? Jacqueline?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, all right. Well, hold on. We'll see if she comes back. We can always put her at the bottom, but I've got other callers waiting, so we'll just hang in there, okay?
Yes.
Okay, Stars Maya, I guess we lost... our one caller, it looks like to me, Susie. So I'm going to give you to Mary. Mary,
okay.
You're on the air with Stars Maya.
Thank you. Hi, Stars.
Hi, Mary. How can I help you this evening? What is your question?
I'm wondering if you see me finding a way to work out a financial situation regarding my home, or if I
would... Yes, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but yeah, I can see, boy, this has just been really, really stressful for you, and what my guides are showing me is going in circles. I feel like every time you think you've got things taken care of, I feel like there's other people involved, and maybe it's like a lender or bank, something like that. They throw something else, and you're like, what?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, and, you know, actually, I feel like this is going to work in your favor, and I don't want to get too personal because we're on the radio, but
right.
I feel like actually your financial status is lightened right now due to this issue. Does that make sense without me giving out too much information to the public?
You're saying it's lightened?
Right now, like maybe you're not having to pay as much or make as high of a mortgage payment.
Yeah,
just right now.
The other way around, I am paying a higher payment, and I fell behind 1 month because of several emergencies with my car and my air conditioning. And I had no choice but to take care of them, and they wouldn't accept part of the payment. So I'm behind on that, and I'm very concerned.
Okay. My guys are just jumping up and down assuring me that this is going to be resolved. And I actually, since I keep getting this little bit lower payment, a little bit of financial relief. So be sure, I'm not an attorney, I can't give legal advice, but be sure and check out all your options regarding whoever your servicer is or your bank or lender, because I feel like there's options and they're not going to volunteer and they are going to stop this running you in circles. And the great news here is that you're not going to lose your home. This is your real estate. This is going to work out, and in the end, it's going to work out in your favor, because I keep getting it repeated to me that this is somehow going to actually lessen your burden, lower your payment. So make sure that you check every option available and that you're just really careful and try not to worry or stress. I just feel so strongly this is going to work out for you, Mary.
I was just turned down to modify the loan, and I appealed it, and I was turned down again.
Appeal it again.
I have the sources, and I'm wondering, should I bother trying again, because I've just been,
Absolutely. And, you know, I didn't want to give too much information because I wasn't sure how comfortable, but that's exactly what I got, that you were in a modification, and I feel... pursue this, and also make sure that you know, there's the servicer, and make sure, do you know who the actual lender is who underwrote and actually made this loan? If you don't, you need to request that information.
Well, they tell me this investor and that investor changes. I'm kind of led astray a little bit on that, and I haven't been able, of course, to hire a regular attorney. I've had a little free legal assistance, but I don't feel that this person is totally behind me.
And I really, as soon as you said that person, I felt like this person really doesn't have the knowledge to assist you. And
it acts like she does, but... I don't think she really understands.
I'd like to off the record. This is not psychic. This is just off the record. I want you to check out a website called NACA.
Oh, I know about them. Yeah, I've researched that quite thoroughly. I don't know how many people are happy, but I know there was a lot of people that didn't get the amount of help that were promised. So, I mean, it is, I have not done it, but I have researched it.
Okay. Well, if you've researched that, all I can tell you is I'm getting a positive outcome. And if you've ever listened to me before.
Yes, I have. Good. You're very good.
I'm very honest. I won't tell you something that I don't truly see or I'm shown. And I'm shown that you have to stay on this, and you really, really need to be positive. And I know I'm a human being myself. I know when things are discouraged and, you know, I got a three around you. Well, you just shared with me that you've already tried this twice. Well, three times may be the charm. Make sure your teeth are crossed and your eyes are dotted.
Make positive the last time. I said to myself, this time is going to work, and it didn't. And now I'm debating, should I do it again? And it's been like over and over, like you said, in circles.
I know, and I feel your frustration.
Oh, it's been bad.
But I'm just assuring you that if you can stick this out and you can fight for this, you will. You will be successful. You will get what you need. And I do feel you'll get a modification. That explains perfectly why I kept getting a lower amount of money, a lower payment. So,
I have a time, any kind of time on it?
I feel like the process is going to take about 9 weeks, but I feel like that you might, you know, you need to stay on this like almost every other day constantly, which you probably already have.
Yeah. Oh, I have. Yeah. But I have to start over now from square one.
I know. And it's so frustrating. But you want to keep this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then fight with everything you have. And I really feel, I just feel so strongly that you will persevere in the end. So try to stay positive. Easier said than done. Trust me, I do know that. But I really feel with you, Mary, that you've got a guide. To me, it's more of an angelic energy around you. And they're watching out for you. And as long as you stay in the game, they're going to stay in the game with you. So I really hope
that is.
Okay. Well, I really hope that you can take some positivity from this little interaction that we've had, and that you
all right,
you get some.
I'm on the verge kind of like thrown in the towel, so I needed some reason to keep on moving in this direction.
Well, I just gave it to you. Get your mojo back, Miss Mary.
Okay, thank you.
And you keep on this. This is going to work out for you, and you're going to be so glad that you did. You're going to be so glad that you did not give up. I truly wish you the best. God bless you, and thank you so much
for that reading. You have a blessed evening.
Thank you, Mary. Have a good
Bye.
Evening, sweetie.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, Stars Maya, we have two more waiting, and I think that will be it for tonight. So I'm going to put you on hold for a moment. Okay, Stars Jacqueline, are you ready for the next caller?
I sure am.
Okay, her name is Deb, and I'm going to connect you right now. Go ahead, Deb. You're on the air with Stars Jacqueline M.
Hi, Jacqueline. I would like
Hi,
to know when my financial situation is going to improve for the better.
Okay. Well, what I'm hearing, you know, you're going through these delays to grow from them. Are you struggling at your current job that you have?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Are you struggling at your current job that you have?
Not really.
Not really? Because what I'm seeing for you is you're going to be hearing from a job, or you're going to be applying for a new job, and you're going to be very happy, and your financial situation is going to change. But this could be 3 months from now, though. So you're going to be struggling for a little bit yet, but it will change.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, my stars, that's about it for tonight. Thank you so much for coming and doing your readings, and as usual, a great job, and have a good evening. And now I am off to have my dinner.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.